Can you talk about where we are in terms of choosing agents for ALK disease? We saw some first-line data at ASCO looking at alectinib. We'd seen some the year before, and we have a new drug approved, brigatinib. Can you talk about kind of where these data and this new agent fits in?
Sure. So our treatment paradigm until recently was crizotinib as the first-line treatment, and then when patients develop resistance, we had two options. We could go to seritinib or alectinib, which are both potent ALK inhibitors, second-generation ALK inhibitors. Seritinib actually is now approved in the first-line setting as well, and that was based on a phase III trial that compared it to chemo, and the median PFS with seritinib was over 16 months. And with crizotinib, we would expect a median PFS of about 10 months. So seritinib is an approved option. And then alectinib, which is also an effective agent, was compared to crizotinib in a phase III trial. Now, there are two phase III trials, one done in Japan, one done rest of the world, that compared alectinib with crizotinib. And both these trials resulted in very impressive hazard ratios for progression-free survival. In the Japanese trial, the hazard ratio was 0.34, favoring alectinib, and the median PFS there was over 2 years. And in the ALEX trial, which is in the Western population, the hazard ratio for PFS was 0.46. So based on these results and the good tolerability of alectinib, I think that alectinib is going to move to the first-line setting. It is not FDA approved for the first-line indication, but I think based on these compelling data that we've seen from two trials, it's going to be there in the first-line space.